Kol dezovin mivedina adaita lemapik lekolahu dezovin. I would have thought when Bezdin sells fields, the pshat is Bezdin tells everybody about it, that we're selling somebody's field now, and everybody knows that Bezdin is selling the field. So if so, I would have thought the person that buys this field, like buys it without a guarantee, he feels for sure nobody's going to come and take the field away from me later. So since right now Bezdin is telling everybody about the field, and Bezdin is selling it, if there would have been somebody that has a complaint about this field, he would have showed up right now. And since nobody complained about the field right now, the person that buys it feels pretty satisfied that nobody will take it away from him. So I would have thought that he buys it without a guarantee, and if something does happen later, he has no right to go back to the Yisoymim. Kamash Malon, that's what it's teaching us now, that even though Bezdin is the one that sells this field, when the person buys it like this, we say for sure he bought it with a guarantee. And if for some reason it's taken away from him later, he has the right to go back to the assignment to the kids and get his money back from them. Right, now the Mishnah says, Shimon ben Gamliel says, let's say when Bezdin sells the assignment's fields, even if Bezdin made a mistake, even more than a sixth, we don't retract their sale. That's from Shimon Gamliel's Svara, Ma Koyach Bezdin Yofa. Like, if you're going to say what Bezdin does, we retract, so what's the great power about Bezdin? Bezdin has a great power, means what they do, we don't retract. Fred Gemara V'yad Kama, but until how much of a mistake? Like, if they make 100% mistake, most probably we would retract. So Gemara says, the Svara is Omer Rav Huna, Bar Yehuda, Omer Rav Sheshes, Ad Palga. 50%. If they make a 50% mistake, the sale is still good. More than 50%, then even though Bezdin sold it, still we would retract it. And Tanya and Amiyaki, I'll bring you a proof. We learned like this also, that it says, Omer Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Bezdin shemochru, shovem mosayim b'mono, Bezdin sold the $200 field for $100. Mosayim b'mono. They made a mistake, they sold the $200 field only for $100. Or else the opposite way. Oy shovem mono b'mosayim. They gained on the deal, they sold the $100 field for $200. The halacha is mochron kayim. The sale that did is good. So you have a proof that even though they made a 50% mistake, still the sale is good. True, the other way you don't have a proof. Like you don't have a proof to say if they made more of a mistake, that we would retract it. That you don't have a proof. But mashma, that's pshita. Like the question is, at kama, how far can you say, even though they made a mistake, still is good? So he says, at palga. Like mashma, that's the tremendous chiddush. Even though they made a 50% mistake, still is good. So that is bringing a proof, you're right. Here it says clearly, even though they sold the $200 field and they only got $100 for it, what they did is okay. That's a swar of Makoyech Bezdin Yofa. But mashma, more than this, that's not a sale at all. Now the Gemara has a new question. Omar Ameima Mishmei de Rabbi Yosef. Ameima said over the name of Rabbi Yosef. Bezdin Shemochro Beloy Hachrozo Nasa Kemishetoy B'dva Mishna V'choizrin. If Bezdin sells somebody's property, like here, the husband died, and the young kids take over the property, and the Amona, the widow, wants to get her money, so Bezdin goes down and sells these fields to have money to give to the Amona. Now, let's say Bezdin sells the fields without Hachroza. Bezdin Shemochru B'loy Hachroza. They did not make an announcement first telling everybody that I have a field for sale. That's first result. He's supposed to go to like a real estate broker to try and get the best price. Like you have to give an announcement to tell people that this sale, this property is for sale. So people come down and put the best bid down, and then they'll get a fair price for it. Let's say Bezdin did not do this. They just went down and the first person they saw, they sold it to. So Bezdin does that. Ramema says, Naseh Kemi Shetoy B'Dvar Mishnah. It's like they made a mistake in what it says in the Mishnah of Achoizrim. That sale is no good. We have to retract, go over the sale. For the Gemara, the Gemara asks, Nasa, is it just like he did it? Vadai Tor, it's for sure he made a mistake. Titanan, it's enough in the Mishnah. It's the Mishnah Nerecha that says, Shum ha-Yisoymim, Shloshim Yoyim. When the Yisoymim want to sell property, we make evaluation for 30 days. We don't let anybody buy it yet. We wait 30 days until we announce that everybody should know this property is for sale, and we'll get the best price. Then we'll sell it. For Shum ha-Hegdish, let's say when a gizbar wants to sell something that belongs to Hegdish to give the money to the Beis HaMikdash, Ishishim Yoyim. You have to wait 60 days before they can sell it.
That's for Hegdish, you have to get the best price possible. U'machrizim ba'boikav erev. We make these announcements in the morning and in the evening. So Chura says clearly like a Mishnah, and Chura, who is doing this? The Chura Bezdin is selling these things. So you see, even when a Bezdin sells the property, they have to make Hachroza, they have to announce it first. So for sure, the Bezdin did not do this. They made a mistake in something that says in enough in a Mishnah, in a clear Mishnah. So of course, the Din is David Chayzerin. So Mara says, no. I tell you, if from this case over here, from this Mishnah, I would have thought, Tanimi the Shliach. Maybe it's not the Bezdin themselves that went down to sell these properties. Maybe Bezdin only appointed a Shliach. There's only a messenger doing it. Bezdin loy, but maybe if the three people, the Dayonim themselves, go down to sell the field, maybe because of the Svara, Makayich Bezdin Yofam, they have a power to sell it, even though they did not announce it first. Is Kamash Malon. So that's a Mamez Chiddush know, that even with a Bezdin still, if they don't make announcements first, so that's called Toye B'dvar Mishnah, and then there's this Chayzer, the sale is no good, we go back on the sale. That's what a Mamez says. This the Gemara says, Eisvei Rav Ashi L'Mema. Rav Ashi yes to Kasha to Mema. It says, now Mishnah, Shum Adayonim, let's say Bezdin went to sell property, and they evaluated it. Shepich su shtus, they made a mistake and they charged less, or six less. Or yasiru shtus, they charged too much, they charged a sixth more. Sal Mishnah says, mochrin botel. That's the chachomim, the Tanakam of our Mishnah. They don't hold the svara makayach bezdin yofa. They hold if bezdin makes a mistake, nothing doing, the sale is no good. But it's mashma, hoshova bishova, mochrim kayim. Mashma, they sold the $200 field for $200. Equal for equal, shava b'shava, then the sale is good. Now, my love isn't the Mishnah talking about the loyachris, that here, since the Bezdin made a mistake, obviously, they first did not make any announcements. They didn't try and get the best price. And still we see if they did end up getting the right price, the sale is good. So you see, even though Bezdin does it without achras, without making announcements first, the sale is good. Samar says, no, loy, there's no proof from here. I tell you really, be the achrus. Our Mishnah is talking about that Bezdin did make the announcements. They did make the brokerage. They told everybody about it first. See, and even so, still it's possible they made a mistake. That the last buyer, the one they really sold it to, they either charged him too much or too little. It's also possible. So that's what we're talking about. For the Gemara, that's true, be the achrus. For me, the sefer, be the achrus. Heavy ratio, be the loy achrus. Since the end of our Mishnah talks about a case when Bezdin did make the Achrozo, it's Mashma, the beginning of the Mishnah, is talking about where there was no announcements. Why? Diktoni Seifet says, the end of our Mishnah, what's going to be a Masu, Igeris Vikoris? Let's say when the Bezdin, before they sold it, they made Igeris Vikoris, Rashi says, means they made announcements. They made the Achrozo. They went announcing for 30 days, whatever it is, morning and evening, we have a good sale we have a good property for sale, who wants to buy it to try and get the best sale? That's the end of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah there says that Afilo Mochra Shavim Mona B'Masayim, even if the Bezdin made such a big mistake that they sold the $100 field for $200, or the opposite, or Shavim Masayim the Mona, they sold the $200 field for $100, Mochran Kayim. It's even the Chachamim agree in this case that when Bezdin did make Achrozo, did make the announcements, and they, for some reason it didn't help, but for some reason the announcement didn't help, and at the end when they went down to sale, they still got gypped, but I call upon them then the Mechir is good. So since that's the end of the Mishnah talking about where there was Achrozo, there was announcements, it's Mashma, the beginning of the Mishnah, is where there were no announcements. So you see, the beginning of the Mishnah says that if the Bezdin made a mistake and charged a sixth more, then it's no good. But we are Madaik, if they charged equal for equal, even though they did not make any announcements first, still it's good. So it's not like a Meimer. So my answer is no. Elul Yerlam, really I tell you, but the Loyachris. I mean, not no, but you're right, it's true. The beginning of the Mishnah here is talking about where they did not make announcements first. Bezdin went down to the property and sold it right away. And the Mishnah says if they made a mistake by a sixth, then the sale is no good. But the diak was, if it's less than a sixth, then the sale is good. Aye, so why isn't this akasha to our Amemar? Our Amemar is the one that says if they sell without announcement, it's no good. Hatayiv loy kasha, there's no stira here. Kan bidvorim shemachrizin aleim. Here we're talking about things that the normal manner is to make announcements first. That's what our main is talking about. We'll soon see which things, like proper, like karka. So then if you sell it without making the announcements first, it's bottled, it's no good. Kan, where's our Mishnah talking about? Bidvorim shein machrizin aleim. If you sell for certain reasons that you do not have to be machriz, you do not have to make announcements first, cases that you don't have to make announcements first, then that's the lochom that if Bezdin sold it and did not get dripped more than a sixth, the sale is good. So now explains, what are things that if you sell, the normal manner was not to make announcements first, but rather to go down and sell it as fast as possible. What are these things? If you want to sell a slave, you have an Eved Kanani, you want to sell him. Or else you have a Taltlim, you want to sell utensils. Or else you have Shtaris. Or else you have a Shtar, you have deeds that somebody owes you money, and you want to sell to somebody else. These things we don't make announcements first, like to get the best price, you just sell it right away. And now we'll explain why. Why are these things different? Avodim time am I. What's the reason why we don't make announcements before you want to sell an Eved? Like to let everybody know, I want to sell my slave. My Goshema Yishmu. Maybe the Eved himself will hear what's going on. The slave is going to hear that the master wants to sell me. You know what he's going to do? Be a smart guy. V'yivrichu, and run away already. If they listen, I'm not going to stay around here and get sold to somebody else. I might as well flee. So in order that the Eved should not run away, we don't want people like to be announced so much. Just rather make a fierce deal. Metautlam ushtoris. What's the reason when somebody sells metautlam, or when Bezdin sells metautlam ushtoris? Utensils or else deeds that we don't also announce it. Koshem yignavu. These are things that could be stolen. We're afraid if there will be an announcement that Bezdin has these things for sale, the Kanovim will come there at night and steal it. So therefore we don't announce these things. So that's Shana Mishnah. When Bezdin sold either Avodim or Shtoris or Metautlim, then we say if they made a mistake 1/6, it's no good. But if they made a mistake less than a sixth or equal prices, then the sale is good, even though they did not make announcements. Because here you're not supposed to make announcements. But a memor is still true. When you sell karka property, that there we're not afraid it'll be stolen, you can't steal karka, there we're supposed to make achroza. And if you don't make achroza, taka mochra in his bottle. The boy is saying another terrorist is like this, I'll tell you, kan b'shor shemachrizin, kan b'shor shein machrizin. There are times when we're machriz, and there are times when we don't. Like we'll soon explain. There are certain cases you have to sell very fast, you have no time to wait. The Yarmri Nadoi says like this, Lekarga, in a case when a guy needs money fast, he has to pay taxes. He has to pay the king taxes. Lekarga means like a head tax, how much they want from you. There you have to pay fast. We don't have time to wait 30 days till you make achroza to sell the property. The king will kill you by then. So what we have to do is get the money for you fast, then you're supposed to sell it right away without waiting these 30 days of the announcements. Reslim is only with the Amona or with the Bonois. If they need money to eat with, they don't have mezoinis, they don't have food, then also we don't tell them to wait. Because if you want them to wait for 30 days, what are they going to eat in between? So we're selling this property in order to give somebody money to eat, then we do it right away. Hu adinu l'kfura. The case is, well, let's say the wife died or the husband died, and they need money to bury him, so that has to be done right away, we don't wait. So these things, you have a right to sell the property right away, you don't have to wait with the achrozah first. Is mizavnin and b'lei achrasta. These things you have a right to sell right away without the warning first. Therefore, there's no stirakor from a mema. Our Mishnah is talking about they sold one of these three for the purpose of one of these three things. Therefore, the Bezdin has a right to sell it even without achrozah. The boy is saying another teretz is like this. The boy is saying kan b'mokim shemachrizin, kan b'mokim shemachrizin. It depends what place we're talking about. One's the place that they do make announcements, and our Mishnah is talking about in a place where there they don't make announcements. What kind of case is this? To Yomer Rav Nachman said, meyelam loyosu begeres bekeres benadoi. In Nadoi, they never made announcements. They didn't make this bekeres. They didn't make dachroza. Why not? So, he thought to say, Mishum de Biki Bishuma.
He thought to say, because they know how to evaluate the property so well, they don't have to make announcements first. Like their Bikiyam, they know how to sell property very good.
Rav Yosef, the son of Minyumi, said that Ladidi to me, Meforshile Minedi Rav Nachman, I was explained by Rav Nachman that that's not the reason.
Mishum the Koriluhu Bnei Achli Nichse Dachrasta.
The reason why in Hadoi, when Bezdin used to sell a property, Bezdin did not first announce it to say, we have this property for sale, is in order that people should not know about it. Because if everybody's going to know this property is for sale, whoever buys it is going to have a bad name. People are going to call them the Korolei Bnei Achli Nichse Dechrasta. In other words, everybody knows that when Bezdin makes these announcements, like Bezdin needs the money, so Bezdin is going to sell it. True, they're going to wait 30 days to get the best buyer. But even 30 days is not the longest time, so people are going to know that Bezdin will give you a good buy. So if you're going to be the people to go and buy these type of property, people are going to call him like he's a cheap guy. He's always looking for cheap deals. That's what they're going to call him. Therefore, it's a sfor and adoy, they did not make these announcements. Bezdin doesn't like to make announcements, we have this property for sale, that people should stop buying it. Rather, Bezdin has the right to make a fair sale there. They know this is somebody's property, we have to sell it, we have to get the money for the amana, for the assignment. So in such a case, Bezdin has the right to sell to the first person, so then they won't be afraid to sell, to buy it. People don't know yet that it's the sale of Bezdin. That's why in Adoi, they did not make these announcements. In other places, though, they weren't afraid of this. That wasn't the Svara. Adarab, everybody wanted to get a cheap deal. There's nothing wrong. You have a whole city that wants to get cheap deals. Then there's nothing wrong, like today. You tell somebody you got a cheap deal, the most thing you're proud about it. You feel good, you got yourself a good buy. Then that mukim, they wouldn't make hachroza.
Omarav Yudah Mashmuel. Metaltalin shel yisoymin shomin oison umoichrin oison liyalter.
If Yisayimim has metaltlim utensils, things that move around, and for some reason we have to sell to give them the money, we have to get mezainis for them, so then we have a right to sell it right away. Like I said before, l'chura, we don't want Ganovim to know about it, so therefore you sell it right away.
Rav Chizda Ramar Avimi Moichun Oysen L'Shvakim.
You're supposed to don't sell it right away, but go down to the marketplace. V'loi pliga, there's no machlokes.
Ha de mikra av shuka, ha de marachik shuka.
If you're near the marketplace, it's time you get a good sale there, so sell it there. If you're far away from the marketplace, then you have a right to sell it right away, don't wait. In other words, you're true, you have to sell it fast to get them the money, but if you could wait just one day, you're right near the marketplace, then go there better.
Rav Kana heve biyodei shichra.
Rav Kana was holding some beer.
The Rav Misharshiyo bar Chilkiyo Yasma.
He was holding beer of Rav Misharshiyo, the son of Chilkiyo, that was the Yasim. He didn't have parents.
Now, Shiyad Rigla, Rav Kana waited until the Yom Tov to give him back the beer.
Omri said like this to himself, Af agav de nofel bayitzaso, even though I'm waiting so long to give back the beer, or rather, he wanted to sell the beer for them, to give them the value of it. See, even though he waited so long that the beer became a little bit sour, itzisa means it started to become a little bit sour, still he thought that maisi zuzi harifa, it's worth it to wait till the regal, to Yom Tov, because by Yom Tov everybody wants beer, so therefore people will pay a good price for it. See, even though it can get a little bit spoiled, still it's worth it to wait till the regal to sell, I'll get a good deal. So I'm not making the yisoymim lose out.
Ravina have biyodei chamra.
Ravina was holding some wine.
The Ravina Zuto Yasma, of small Ravina, that was a Yasim, didn't have parents.
Barachta, it was Ravina's nephew. It was his sister's son.
Hevel Didei Nami Chamra.
Now Ravina had some of his own wine also. They had like two barrels of wine. One was the Yasim's wine, and one was his wine.
Hevi Kamasik Lele Sichra.
He wanted to go to a certain place. So he asked the Shaul now was lekaim with Rav Ashi. He went in front of Rav Ashi. Omele, he asked him, Mauli amtuya bahadon. When I'm traveling now, can I take the Yisaimim's barrel of wine with me? So Rashi says, should I be afraid maybe you'll drown in the Svina? Like he's going on a trip now. He's going with the ship. So do I have to be afraid? Maybe he's going to drown. Maybe the ship will drown. So that's the reason maybe I can't take it with me. Or maybe I'm allowed to take it with me. So Amalei answered back, Zil, lo yadif midach, you could take it, and it's not better than yours. Like, you're taking your own stuff also. Do you want your stuff to drown? No. So what are you going to do? You're going to watch it the best you could. That's the best you could do. So if so, you're allowed to take with you the Yosem's wine also. Because, of course, you're going to watch it the best. You don't have to be afraid something's going to happen to it. Now the Mishnah says, Hamamamenes. That's a case where a girl got married when she was a katana, not with her father. Either her father died already, or her father married her off once. The father now can't marry her off a second time. So her mother or her brother marries her off, which is only Kedusha Midrabbonin. Then we say if she doesn't like him, she has a right just to say goodbye to him. She doesn't even have to get a get. That's called Mimamenes. She can mimamai and she can say, I don't want you. So in a case where a katana said goodbye to her husband, or else Hashniya. Hashniya means an older, they got married, and there was Nisa the Rabbonin. Shniya means, let's say, now that I marry your grandmother. So Nisa the Rabbonin. So in the case where you married your grandmother, or else for your islandess, a man married his wife, and she came out to be an islandess, a lady that can't have children. The locher is ain len ksuba. These ladies do not get a ksuba. Like in a case where we'll see Poshit, where she's mamenes, so there's no get, she doesn't have a right to get a ksuba. Me and as a pshat, she's saying goodbye to him like as if they were never married. Hashaniya, we'll soon see, since there's an Issa derabbanan here, we say that she's the one that caused him to marry her, therefore she doesn't get a ksuba. Idleness is like a mekach tois. It's like the husband has a right to say, that's not what I wanted. I thought I was marrying a lady that could have children. Now that I see she can't have children, it's a mekach tois. Therefore, she doesn't have a right to get a ksuba. Right, the Veloy Paris. These three ladies also, even though they get a get, they don't get Paris. Paris, Rashi learns, means the din Paris. It means normally when you're married, the locher is, if she brings in property, the husband has the right to eat the fruits of the property, and because of that, he has to redeem her. Let's say she gets caught, the guy and capture, kidnap her, he has to pay the ransom. That's the takana. Because the husband eats the Paris, he has to free her. But in these cases, he's not mechuyif to free her. For loy mezainis, he doesn't have to feed her either. He's not mechuyif to pay her mezainis. For loy belois, belois means the clothing that she brought in. When it becomes... The case of mezainis, we'll see in the Gemara what the case is. The case is where she borrowed money, and then the husband came back, and she was with me, and she said goodbye to him. So he doesn't have to pay back the debts. For loy belois, Rashi says, shchoke begodim, the ruined clothing, sheviu loy, that she first brought in bishuma. See, she evaluated how much the clothing is worth, and she let him use it, and normally when she gets to get, she's supposed to take it back with her. For lof shenu, he wore it. When she goes away now, he doesn't have to give it back to her. Like all these things are a tanai in the ksuba. By a normal marriage, these are what the husband has to give his wife. But these cases, there's no din ksuba. Since the ikik ksuba doesn't apply to him, I'm a menace, because she said goodbye to him. Or a shaniya, we say, she caused him to marry her. So she did the aveira like she doesn't get anything, and idleness is a mekach tois, so there's no like ksuba here. What about what the Mishnah says, in mitchila, no sol shem idleness? Let's say you knew what you're marrying. You knew you're marrying a lady that can't have children. Then, since you knew what you're doing, you can't say it's a mistake. Therefore, yesh lo ksuba. If later you give her a get, or the husband dies, yavada, she has the right to collect the ksuba. What about, though, almona le kohen gadol? Let's say a kohen gadol married an almona. That's a lav ha-Torah, it's also midiraisa. Or else, gerusha v'chalutz le kohen hedyet. Let's say a regular kohen married a gerusha, or a chalutz, that's also. Mamzeris unasinu le Yisrael. A regular Yisrael married a mamzeris. That he's a chai v'lavin. The din is they have to get a get, they can't stay married. Or bas Yisrael anosin l'mamzer. The lady was alright, but the man was a mamzer. In such cases, the halacha is, even though the husband has to give his wife a get, because there's an aveira, they're not allowed to stay married, here we say yesh lan ksuba. Here we say she does get a ksuba. And we had this, the Gemara in Yevamos once explained, that the reason is, here that it's awesome with Yiraisa, she knows it, that if she gets married, her kids are going to be halolim. Her kids will be psulim. Therefore, she doesn't want to get married. It had to be that the man talked her into marrying.
So it's called the man talked her into it, therefore the man now has to pay her a ksuba. Mashenkin by Shniya, where it's only Nisim with the Rabbanan, then the children are kosher. There's nothing wrong with the kids. Then we say she doesn't mind to do the Aveira. Since the kids will be alright, she doesn't mind. There the Svar is she talks the man into doing the Aveira. So that's why the beginning of the Mishnah, where she talks him into doing it, it's her fault. We like take the ksuba away from her. But the last part, where it's an issue of the Eraisa, and there her kids are going to be psulim, either mamzerim or chalolim, so she doesn't want to agree. It had to be that the Kohen Gadol like talked her into marrying. So therefore it's the Kohen Gadol's fault, like, therefore he has to pay the ksuba. Mara says, Rav Tani, Rav learned, Kitana Yaitza Beget. Let's say a girl got married mit Rabbonin, she was a Kitana, her brother or mother married her off, and not that she was Mamai and she said goodbye to the husband, but the husband said goodbye to her and gave her a get. Mit Rabbonin, you could do that. Since the whole Kedushin is only mit Rabbonin, you could give her a get. In such a case, ain't look suba, she doesn't have a right to get a ksuba. For Chol Shchein and for sure Mimamenes. In a case where the girl says goodbye to the husband, for sure there's no ksuba, because she says goodbye to him. Shmuel Tani, Shmuel learned like this. Mimamenes ain't look suba. I only agree to you in that case. In a case where the young girl said goodbye to her husband, so she's causing the separation, then she doesn't have a right to get the ksuba. Avu Yaitza Beget. Let's say the husband's the one that's causing it. So the husband's giving her a get. Then the din is Yesh Toksuba. Midirabon, and she does have a ksuba. That's the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, where you have the katana. That the husband gives her a get, does he have to give her a ksuba or not? The Mara says, V'yozdi Shmuel Ataymi. Shmuel goes to his tam. To Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel said, Mimamenes Yishino Ein Lo Ksuba. She doesn't get a ksuba. Yaitza the get, but if she goes out with a get, the husband gives her a get, Yesh Lo Ksuba. She does get a ksuba. The husband's causing it, he has to give her a ksuba. Mimamenes, in the case where the girl says goodbye to the husband's Mamayin, the Lachar is like Postle Menachem. The Svar is, we say, when she says goodbye, she's like Oikra, like they were never married in the first place. Therefore, she's not Postle to the brothers. There's no Psul Mishpacha. We look as if she was never married to him. For like Postle Menachuna. And let's say, she's allowed to get married to a Kain. She's not called a Grusha. It's like she was never married. Ma'ashenke and Yaitza beget. Let's say the husband gives his young wife a get. Halachar is midrabanin, psulim menachin. We still like there was a marriage, and she's also to the mishpacha. Oh, psulim menachuna. She's possible to get married to a kain now. She got a get, she's called Grusha. Mimamenes, where she says goodbye to the husband, and a tzri chalamtim shleshi chadashim. She doesn't have to wait 3 months to remarry. Like this, the halachar is when a lady gets a get, before she remarries, she has to wait at least 3 months to make sure she's not pregnant. And even by Iktana, the loch is like plug like that. Mashenka, when she says goodbye to her husband, it's like they were never married. She's allowed to remarry right away. She doesn't have to wait 3 months.